Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having Chris Muscovites back on the show. Chris has become a great member of our Brain Trust in the last year or so. He's one of the newer members, but we're going to, not for long, we're gonna keep having him back on the show. He's got a lot to teach us. He's the president of TMG eMedia, a cybersecurity company. He's been doing this. He's been working with computers and cybersecurity for many decades. And he's here to talk to us about what he says are some things we need to pay attention to in the new year. Chris, welcome to the show. Welcome back. There you go. So it's good to have you back. I'm glad you're here. Hey, Chris, you have a couple of handfuls of things here. And you mentioned something, the first thing that you talk about and what we should be paying attention to for the new year is cyber warfare. And this is something I'm really concerned about. I told in my predictions, I reminded my readers that and my audience that we're already in World War III. It's not coming up. We're in World War III. It's being waged in cyberspace, and the US is not winning. What do you think?
I think that you're right. I think that we are in actual war right now, in cyber warfare. I think that it is very, very, very dangerous and very, very scary, especially because it's sort of kind of under the covers and people don't necessarily know that what's going on, because there's a difference between cybercrime and cyber war. And yeah, I think that we are certainly under threat and possibly losing, especially when we go against adversaries like Russia and China and North Korea and so on and so forth. But as a matter of fact, the other day...
And Iran. Don't forget Iran.
Yeah, exactly. And two, three days ago, there was a ranking of hackers that was just released about which country has the fastest hacker as determined by speed to breach systems. Russia came out on top. North Korea came second.
Wow.
So we didn't make the list.
I would have thought China, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it is. China is on the list, but North Korea was faster.
Wouldn't you have thought China would have been number one?
No, I you would have thought so, but Russia is number one.
Interesting.
And listen, given the things that
what should we deduct from that? Why is that important to know who's on top and who's one, two, and three?
Well, it shows the dedication, skill, and investment that they are making into cyber warfare forces,
mm-hmm.
right? So Russia is spending a lot of money and training a lot of people in being the best in their field, because they believe that the cyber war front is where the next war will be won or lost. For that matter, Russia, at any time between now and April, Russia is going to actually disconnect their country for the internet as a test.
Wow.
To see if an aggressor cuts them out from the internet, will their internal systems continue to function as expected, which is a mandate that they have for their own telecommunications and internet providers, that if you're cut off from the rest of the world, we need to keep operating. And they're going to test this at an unpredictable point in time between now and April. They're going to disconnect Russia from the rest of the world. Mm. This is how serious they take this.
Yeah.
This is very serious. That's clear and present danger.
That is tantamount to a war move, isn't it?
That's right. I mean, that's an aggressive war move. They're taking it very seriously.
Yeah. Let me put that, what's Russia being number one in this, let me put that in perspective. You and I both know the reason they lost the Cold War is their economy wouldn't sustain the military, the ordnance build out around the world that they tried to create to be able to outgun us in the nuclear age. Their economy couldn't sustain that expense. You and I both know that it's a lot less expensive to wage a war in cyberspace than it is with missiles, and they can afford that. that Russia can afford this kind of militarization, and because they have the motivation, and because they hate us, and they're mad because they lost the Soviet Union, they're going to commit whatever they have to do to beat us in this cyberspace. If we're naive about it, we're going to lose, aren't we?
Yes, we are. And the low barrier to entry is the thing that makes this particularly scary, and also the absence of any international treaties, any international agreements, any frameworks to control this kind of thing, mm-hmm. as opposed to the kind of treaties and controls that we have for nuclear weapons.
Right.
The absence of that makes it the Wild Wild West. Everybody's in it. So when you see countries like North Korea being in it, that tells you quickly how low the barrier to entry is. North Korea is broke.
I got a quick question for you, and I need a short, very short answer, yes or no. Is America even close to being prepared for that kind of warfare with these guys?
I think we're getting there. I think I must believe that we have dedicated professionals.
I hope you're right. Quick break. 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.